At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My friends, I have very little to say. Life is basic. 99% of this audience is doing shit because they value somebody else's opinion more than their own. If I sat down with all of you one by one, I could figure out every dumb thing you're doing and trace it back to you're doing it to impress somebody or to prove somebody wrong. It's the biggest mistake you can make, and if you leave here with anything, the second you can get quiet in here and stop worrying about the judgment of others, the second shit starts actually happening. That gets even harder in today's new world of living publicly.
Most of us fail in life because we're afraid of what everyone around you is thinking. That's 100% truth. So we live by the narrative of other people. When I first called a recruiter to be a Navy SEAL and I was 297 pounds, the first recruiter looked at me and said, "You're not going to be able to make this, man." So what he was doing was he was projecting his energy on me. He knew he couldn't be a fucking Navy SEAL. So God help this black guy, because I was only the 36th African-American to make it through in over 70 years. How's this black fat guy going to make it through in my ass? He wasn't even willing to try. So he's projecting it. So a lot of us who are negative people, all we do is project how we feel on other people. So what happens is there's a lot of negative people walking around the planet Earth who are afraid to try. Because everybody, a lot of people are very negative in this world. So we are afraid to fail. Why? I told you, man. Shouldn't even try it, dude. Just chill out. Relax. Why are you so crazy? Why are you so obsessed? So all that stuff drives the quitting mind, I call it. The mind wants to quit. The mind's tired. The mind's tired. The mind's deserving. The mind thinks it's very deserving. So yes, the biggest problem in this world is other people, not yourself. It's other people in your head. They are puppet mastering you pretty much on your life. As I realized once I was talking to myself the right way and all this shit wasn't in my mind, wow. I went from this piece of shit, kid who thought he was dumb, not successful, insecure, who stuttered when I first saw somebody, to a person who can now do all these things just because I now control my own mind. When you get to the point where you really fucking don't care, you become very, very dangerous. I'm not saying don't care like, I don't care if I do that. No, when you don't care about other people and how they view you, about how you walk, how you talk, how you dress, where you want to go with your life. You know, growing up, I didn't want to tell anybody I wanted to be in the military. Because why? Some of my black friends, I was afraid of what they think. You know, why you want to join the fucking military, man? Why the fuck you want to do that shit? I was afraid of what other people thought about me. So now, when I go in the military, I know you want to fucking join the military. Yeah, I ain't tell you because I'm afraid of what you thought. Once again, man, you're allowing other people to shackle your mind. It's the worst thing in the world. You have to have an understanding of what not caring means. If your fiance and your kids don't believe in you, you can't care what they think. That means you chose the wrong support staff. There has to be, so that's why a lot of people don't understand one another. Your support staff has to be like, if I want to go out and do whatever it is, my support staff is, you know, my fiance. If she's like, you know what, you know, I don't think that you should be doing that, I have to take it, you know, why? So I can be open-minded. So why are you saying this? But if she's saying it because of her, you know, that's not the right thing. Because I need backing to do what I'm going to do. Open-mindedness. I need support. So, yeah, it's you got to be very clear thinking about all that stuff.
I am tired of people not starting and living their life on one very simple thing, which is they're worried about what other people think, whether that's their mom, their friends, and worst of all, fucking comments in social media.
I mean, this is some sixth grade lunchroom shit. Are you really, really, really not gonna live your life based on somebody's anonymous fucking icon feedback that you suck? They fucking suck. They're straight fucking trash. That's why I fucking found a dumpster. Let them come to me. Let me make this video so that you can point to me so I can say to them very simply, are you serious, my man? Are you serious? Like, you literally have time to leave negative reviews on other people's shit? Is your shit so fucked up? Is it so sad that you take your time to allocate poison and negativity on other people's stuff? Get out of the way and let people do their thing. Now back to you guys who are watching this. It's enough. You've lived your whole life this way. It doesn't matter what they think. When you're fucking 92 and you're sitting there, you're not gonna give a shit about what Punkman 96 had to say, or even what your aunt had to say, who's miserable because she never got hers, so she's trying to keep you down. So very simply, please take the passion that is pouring out of my fucking face right now and run with it and go do something. If you need a little burst, here it is. Go do something, because the only thing that's holding you back is you're worried about what other people have to say. You give up on that shit and you're clean and you can go. And all of a sudden, it's not how much money you have or how much time you have. You just see that you can do it. Money ain't time ain't shit of holding you back compared to your worry about other people's opinions. Leave that shit in high school. It's time to go.
My circle's very small. I make sure I didn't handpick these people. Because I'm like, so you don't want people in your corner that are like, oh, let me pat you on the back for whatever the fuck you do. I don't want people pat me on the fucking back because I fucking woke up in the morning. No. So you don't want that. Mm. You want people who are honest with you, who are going to tell you what the fuck is honest. Mm. Honest and truthful people. So someone who's honest and truthful, who has lived and is accountable for their own personal life, that's who you want in your corner. Say, hey, man, you know what? You're pretty fucking dumb for doing this, dude. Like, this is not smart. Or you're being a turd today. You're not getting after it. That's who you want in your corner. Mm. So you don't want a lot of people, hand-picked people to be in their corner who kiss their fucking ass. Mm. You don't want that.